Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Look, I made you some unsportsmanlike content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Content that's unsportsmanlike.
All right. Time for some content.
Nebraska's back.
Oh.
On the court tonight, a day later than scheduled as they take on Northwestern. We asked it earlier of Steve Sipple after Josh was done berating him.
Didn't ask it as
and
if
being
this was a,
so mean to him.
Didn't ask it
I never got to ask him if this was a must-win.
Sorry, I was too busy being distracted by you just being so mean to Sipple.
Yeah,
I realized towards the end of that interview, dang it, I'm not going to get to ask him about Nebraska's game tonight.
Our sweet baby boy.
I'm sure you were brokenhearted.
Yeah, it is a must-win. I'll tell you if they do next segment.
I mean, I hate to put must wins on anything. What must win in terms of what?
Salvaging the season at all.
What is salvaging the season? I mean, I guess in terms of a winnable game, you always wonder about
winnable
a team
game.
Coming off of COVID, back to full health. You wonder where Nebraska is. They're obviously going to be shorthanded tonight. Going to be the first full game without either Gary or Bandamel in the lineup. I won't call it a must win, and I will say they do not win because I'm not picking them in bet of the day.
Okay.
Georgetown finally won last night, and in case you didn't hear that right.
Oh, please say I did load it. Thank God. Whew. Here it is.
Oh.
Video.
Yep.
For the rim, no good. Zion Cruz. Hoyas win it. Hoyas win. 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 Georgetown finally gets off the schneid after losing 9 straight conference ball games. Georgetown has their first conference victory of the season to go to 1-9. Congratulations to Patrick Ewing as they beat DePaul tonight.
After the game, the team posed with a Hoyas win themed championship belt held by Patrick Ewing himself. A little over the top for a team that had lost a Big East record 29 straight times.
Okay, real quick. Was that the TV broadcast or was that the radio broadcast?
No, that's Rich Schvatkin, who is the voice of the Hoyas on the radio.
Okay, so at first that's what I thought we were going to hear. And then I was like, oh, wow, is the DePaul radio guy trolling?
No. This was the Georgetown. This is the voice of Georgetown.
Is he trolling?
That was a lot.
No, actually, he does this a lot.
Because he said it 29 times, right? Is that what
no,
he did?
No, he actually said it 23 times. I was
you
thinking
counted?
The same thing you
so
were.
So I was like, oh, he's doing
someone
it.
Someone counted it. No, he's not doing one for every consecutive loss. He just did 23, which, by the way, apparently there's someone that keeps track of this as a personal all-time record. But you combine that with the fact that they're posing with a mock championship belt. It's a George. I don't know what the belt says, but it does have a Georgetown Hoya
Jed
dog on
us.
It.
Jed loves us.
I mean, yes, you should be happy that the streak is over. I don't know if it's that big a celebration.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, I'm not going to make fun of players because I would never do that. It's coaches that I make fun of.
Yeah.
I've never make fun of players for being really happy. Ewing, I mean, look, this is why he's not a good coach, among other reasons, too.
Yeah,
I seriously thought the announcer was trolling. I was like, wow, this guy must hate his team that he calls.
Hoyas win.
No.
Yeah, that's not great. At first, I thought he was stealing your bit. Jays win. Jays win.
Well,
Jays
that's only
win.
Three.
I know, you only do it three times.
And I do it for
he
Harry
He did it
Carey.
Three times
tonight,
times seven.
Tonight, can you do it 23 times?
Plus two.
No, I'm not doing, no.
All right.
No.
You get three.
Ah,
hopefully tonight you get three. Mm.
Kids come to UConn because they want to play for a coach who fights for them and that coaches as hard as they play. You need a coach like me at UConn. Somebody that is a little edgy. That is overly passionate and tough. That's Huskies coach Dan Hurley. Is that an acceptable throwback?
I mean, it's a throwback to the idea that He is. He's very intense.
What's this about? What happened?
Well, he was just, that's a quote from Dan Hurley. Okay. He was quoting.
That's my quote, boys.
Hurley is noted for his intensity.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a little over the top,
mm-hmm.
like when he incites fans to cheer after he gets thrown out of a game or gets a technical foul inside of the last 2 minutes and essentially costs his team a chance at a win. Mm. Listen, I like people like this. I've not heard any accounts of Dan Hurley abusing players or being anything like that. So, absolutely, give me all the personalities. Give me people like him are easy to hate. But if he's on your side, he's easy to love. I like those kind of people.
Yeah.
They're good for the sport.
Absolutely. Push people hard, just don't cross the line. You know, I think that's what it's all about.
You are getting older.
I've always felt this way. Push people hard. I just don't like people that are jerks for the sake of being jerks, you know?
Well,
like,
and there are some people that do think Hurley is that.
Yeah, well, I just think he's a tool more than a jerk. Hmm. He just seems like a magoosh.
Is he a tool or is he a magoosh?
Or a jerk.
Oh, or a jerk.
Now we're defining things again.
Semantics.
Mm-hmm.
According to Adam Schefter, the Colts plan to conduct a second round of interviews with 7 head coaching candidates, including Josh's favorite, Jeff Saturday. There's no chance he gets the gig, right?
Put it on the list. Jeff Saturday will not be their next head coach. This is a token interview.
Why is he still getting a token interview?
I don't know, because his owner's a weirdo, too. I don't know.
You don't owe him anything.
Yeah, he's not going to get hired.
I don't think he feels like he is owed anything. He literally took the job on the fly.
I don't think he's going to get it.
The big question is, why is... A lot of people are wondering, Lou Anarumo... I can't even say his name right. But the defensive coordinator of the Bengals.
For the Bengals, Anarumo.
Anarumo.
No, Anarumo.
Anarumo. Either way, man's getting no attention whatsoever.
Anarumo.
Anarumo.
Lou Anarumo.
No attention, no interviews, no nothing. Why?
Got to be your bull.
Yeah, good question. Good question. That dude's putting together great defensive game plans in the last two playoffs and regular seasons. It's going to be another tough one for the Chiefs on Sunday.
Yeah.
Remember last year, it was like, oh, they did rush 3, drop 8. Then when they played them in December, they only did that 5 times. The guy's a really good coach. Good question, Sean.
Folks, we're going gaga over LeBron James, scoring 46 against the Clippers as he completed the sweep of having a 40-point game versus every NBA team in his career. But the Lakers lost to the Clippers by 18, giving Tyronn Lue a perfect 10-0 record versus former team as a head coach. No coach in history has started 10-0 in his career versus the storied Lakers. So who really should be celebrating? Basketball.
We should be celebrating Ty Lue.
Are we not celebrating him?
No, all the attention's on LeBron. Oh, he's going to break some big record. Who cares?
When did you become such a big NBA head?
Me, I'm looking out for Ty Lue, former Husker Ty Lue.
Mm-hmm.
All his life.
Yeah, good on him. Good on him for winning his 10th game.
Coach in the history of the league has beaten the Lakers in his first 10 tries, and it's kind of interesting when you consider he used to be with the Lakers. He used to coach LeBron. Some people thought maybe LeBron kind of pushed him out because
Cleveland.
LeBron is, you know, his own player coach. So as a salute, I created this beautiful Photoshop. There's Ty Lue stepping over
Ty
LeBron
Lue.
James. No, that's LeBron James.
Sorry. Oh, I thought, but he was stepping over Ty Lue.
No, he's.
But it's Ty Lue.
No, it's LeBron James. Oh. See, it's his head.
Oh, I see. It's a very realistic Photoshop.
Good on you, Ty Lue.
Good on you.
I mean,
I like that uniform. Ty Lue 10-0.
All the appropriate love going out to Zach Taylor this week, but let's save a little love. Let's save a sliver of love for Ty Lue. 10-0 against the lowly Lakers. Good on you, Ty.
Mm.
Joe Namath says he'll allow the Jets to unretire his number 12 if it means they can get Aaron Rodgers. Whoa. Thoughts?
Now, this would be a good move for the Jets to make. Why? Because the Jets have bad quarterbacks, John. He would be an upgrade, a definitive upgrade over their quarterbacks. Also, Joe Namath, overrated. We all know it.
Oh, good Lord.
Why are you... More like Joe Samath. I don't know what that means. Give us a damn quarter, Nick. Why are you mad that I said that Joe Namath is overrated? He is.
You don't think he should be in the Hall of Fame?
No, of course not. His numbers are garbage.
His numbers are garbage compared to today's quarterbacks who have all the advantages.
And his numbers are garbage compared to 90s quarterbacks and 80s quarterbacks.
He didn't play in the 90s and the 80s. He played in the 60s.
That's what I'm saying.
And the 70s. He had great numbers in the 60s and 70s. And, yeah.
I think Johnny Unitas had better numbers than he did.
Well, he probably did, and Johnny Unitas is in the Hall of Fame, too.
Yeah, because he's...
You can have guys in the Hall of Fame who have better numbers than
Johnny Unitas is not overrated, unlike Joe Namath. Johnny Unitas had more touchdowns than interceptions in his career.
Well, he also played longer than Joe Namath.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Joe Namath engineered the most famous win in NFL
history. I don't care about no win.
Of course you don't, because you're a Cowboys fan.
Damn it. That was rude.
Boom!
Wow. Josh.
I double dog dare you to say this was a good show now.
Josh.
I'm going to say it still. What, Nick?
You're a Cox boy now.
Woo!
Big fan of the Cox.
Hey, yeah.
What does that mean for your Tuesday night?
I had the NBA on because I have TNT now. TNT Tuesdays. Promo code 1620.
What?
It's on the FanDuel Sportsbook, Nick.
It's a promotion.
Yeah, come on now, bro. It was nice. Nice having the cable. Nice.
Did you watch a little Oprah Network?
No. What? No.
The Dr. Phil Network.
Hallmark movies.
Also, we have all the movie channels now.
Skinamax? You watch
we
a little
do
Skinamax?
Have Skinamax.
You watch some Skinamax?
I don't think they do that anymore. Because she was looking at the, like what was on, and it didn't look like...
Oh, she was looking at...
What was that space movie that they had back in the 90s?
I've seen that one.
Yeah, Chance, you know the name of it. Someone in Space.
Wow.
Cinemax space movie. It had a...
So nude people in space.
Yeah, Emmanuel in space.
Yep. There it is.
Not that I know what that is. But no, I don't think they do that anymore. But we do have that channel. We have HBO, which we already had a login for that. We have Stars now. And Showtime.
Is the movie channel still a thing? Is there still a movie channel?
I don't know.
It used to be back in the day, it was just the movie channel and HBO. That was it.
I like the remote. The new Cox remote's way better than this hunk of garbage.
Yeah, I don't like those.
You can talk to it, which is pretty cool. We were like, the menu. And then we watched the menu.
And then it got confused and put up the TV guide.
Look at Josh going back into time.
Look, and yeah, people are like, you're an old now. No, we are trying to save money is what we are trying to do. That's why we have the Cox, because it saves us money. It's cheaper. It's cheaper than the streaming services. It's nuts.
Josh says the Cox saving him money.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, Cox.
Mm, indeed.
I don't have the Cox.
Did you stay up?
I have the app.
Did you stay up all night playing with the new Cox to try to get a feel for it?
Nick, that's inappropriate.
We
have kids in the car right
now. Cable, Josh.
We have children in the car.
Josh, stop taking things the wrong way.
No, he wasn't being defensive.
Yeah, well, he will be soon enough, I'm sure. I promise next segment I'm going to say we had a good show. Even with the Cowboys slander, it was a good show.
Even.
All right. We will come back. It's the bet of the day.
Yep.
And we'll count you down to Blue Jay Shoot Around with new host tonight. We'll tell you about that coming up.
Oh!
Because Robbie's with me.
Nice.
Creighton basketball coming up on 1620 The Zone.
And you know why I'm laughing, don't you?
Now, it's time for the unsportsmanlike conduct bet of the day.
Just a little bit under where some folks would like to see this one wind up.
Brought to you by nobody.
You've got to be kidding.
Really, we don't have a sponsor. Sorry.
All right. On Tuesday, well, John, we just talked about Georgetown. They ruined your bet of the day. They finally get a win over
DePaul. There was some strategery behind that, by the way, so I actually won.
Okay, nice job by you. I had the Celtics plus 2.5. They lost by 3, those absolute jerks. And Nick had the Penguins, who won in overtime. He had them minus 170. It was almost a disaster for
the luck is
young
incredible
Nick.
Now.
Yeah, he is now 9-6.
I mean, how
he's
completely
six.
Turned his year around. Well, not turned his year around. We literally restarted a new year.
Yeah, that's true.
He's gone from being the absolute worst to now on a very respectable run.
9-6, up $636. Congrats to you, young Nick. I'm going to go with the game that's just about to start. Give me Northwestern minus the 2.5 versus Nebraska, which means Nebraska will win because I cannot pick any of their games correctly, whether I pick them to win or lose. Give me Northwestern, the juice is minus 1.
The first place Xavier Musketeers are a 6.5-point dog at Connecticut. Give me Xavier plus 6.5 at minus 110 to cover against UConn.
I'm not going to do anything too crazy. Going to keep the winning streak alive. The Pacers suck. Give me the Magic. Minus 215.
That's the bet of the day.
Iowa.
Iowa. Continue to vote in our poll question, by the way, of which word best describes Nebraska's rebuild, reload, reset, reject.
Reject.
Remodel.
Ricola.
Ricola. Losing my, I can't think of any other re-words. Remax. Maybe they're going to sell.
Review.
Review.
Respect.
Respect. Whatever word you choose, please vote in our poll. We'll have it up for another day. Nice spirited conversation today.
It was great.
It was fantastic.
I had a great time today. It was a great show.
It was a great show.
I love working with you two. You know, I look back at the end of every show at a time like this, I look back and say, I am happy to have this job.
And now I go home. Well, I go to the game.
No, you're not going home yet.
I go to the game, then I go home, and knock on wood, all you sick bastards don't get me sick.
Hey, what are you blaming me for?
Yeah.
I'm blaming you.
Look at Nick. You can't say yeah, Nick.
Why me?
Mr. Mask, because you got sick, and then everyone else in the building is sick.
Yes.
What the hell did you people do during the holiday Christmas party? The holiday party
last week?
We
bowled. I don't know. We just talked.
You bowled. Is that a euphemism for something else?
Maybe it is, John. Maybe
y'all
it is.
Y'all swapping bodily fluids or something?
2023, John. You got to get with the times. Get with the times.
You get with the times, you get sick.
Yeah, I guess so.
You miss work.
Props to you. You left, and you're healthy.
I didn't leave. I didn't go.
That's true. I'm fine, too, by the way. I feel
yeah,
great.
Josh is okay. Yeah, so Josh has the antibodies.
I've been fighting a cold for 2 weeks, so I think it's just that.
Yeah.
Awesome, Nick. True. Awesome.
All right, stand by, because the Natalie-attired Ravi Lula joins me in a few.
Yeah, you got Jimmy Allen coming up next.
Jimmy's doing the pregame today because Robbie's joining me courtside for Creighton and St. John's 8 o'clock tip. Pregame coverage with Jimmy and Alex starts next right here on 1620 The Zone.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.